Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. And welcome to Choices Life Coaching. Hope that everyone is having a wonderful, fantastic day. It's actually snowing here again in New Jersey. And before I get started on today's topic, I would just like to just have everyone just lift up the state of Texas, because right now what is happening in Texas is unbelievable. So Father, we just lift up the state of Texas to you right now, and we pray for every single person within that state. Remember the families, the children, the small businesses, the parents. Help them, Father, to help each other find places and shelter. Help them to turn the electricity back on and the water. Lord, just have mercy. Send help and just continue to protect them and bless them. And have each one help one. In Jesus' name, amen. And on the next note, the topic for today is the values-based life design. And I think, what are your values? And I have to ask you that. What are your values? And the values are your beliefs, the belief about what is most important to you. And once you're aware of what is important to you, you know where your priority is, you know where your value system is. And once you feel like, if something doesn't feel right, unless you are living by those value system, like in order to discover your values, you need to explore what your highest priorities are. And I sit down, and living in agreement with your value system will make a person feel more empowered, more genuine, and more in control of their self and their life. I sit down and I'm thinking about Texas right now, and the elderly is affected, men, women, children. Texas is a big state. It has its own power grid, and you have all different nationalities in Texas and genders and sexual orientation. And right now, we're human beings, and we can't discriminate against each other. And now is the time that, what do we value? Do we value each other as human beings? And when I sit down and I look at what's happening, I'm saying to myself, oh my God, like, it's so much going on within, what, last year and this year, between the pandemic, and the pandemic is still here, and the unemployment, the debt. And I'm like, God, just have mercy. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on the people on this planet. And forgive us, because this is really a serious test. And living in agreement with your value system will make a person feel more empowered, more genuine, and more in control of life. And I say that because it will help create discipline and help you to understand why certain things may feel right and other things may not feel right. And let's see, values can direct someone with career choices, relationship choices, with financial choices, with your community, who you socialize with. Your value system brings all of that into play, and it can help you stir up the strength that you need to face a difficult decision. Understanding your value system also help you to prioritize matters that are important to you, set boundaries and expectations, and help make overall better decisions. This is Black History Month, and as Black History Month, but like, okay, most of us that are people of color have to, we're Black every day, every single day of the year, 365 days of the year. And, you know, thank you so much, the United States of America, for recognizing the work and the contribution that Black Americans have contributed to the building and the founding of the United States and the development of the United States. So, happy Black History Month to each and every single person listening. Jesus explained the importance that his followers living their lives by what? By his example. And on the Sermon of the Mount, he found it in Matthew, let's see, in Matthew 5, he taught about the importance of how we are to live our lives. You are the salt of the earth, and God wants each and every single person to shine brightly, develop the gifts, talents, and abilities that he has implanted and bestowed onto each and every human being. But if that salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? If the light is dim, how can you see anything when you're walking in darkness? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. You are the light of the world. You listening, you watching, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under either underneath the table or something like that, a peck measure, but they put it on a lampstand. And you know when you get a lamp and you put it on the end table, or you put it by the side of the bed, or you know, it lights up the room. You are that light, and let your light so shine before men, women, children, people, that they may see what your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and who give God the glory and glorify God, who is where, who is in heaven. But there are times in all of our lives when we make decisions with which we aren't happy with. We are human beings. We make bad choices, and we understand, but God gives us the grace every single day to do what? Make better choices. Maybe we do something that goes against our better judgment, or even against the word of God. Why do we behave this way or that way? One of the most telling verses regarding our actions in conflict with our value system can be found in Paul's writing in Romans 7, where he discusses man's succumbing to the temptation of what? Because we are free, God has given us free will. That doesn't give us the freedom to do every and anything that we think, feel, or even when it comes to our emotions and it comes to the choices that we make. You understand, the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, self-control, meekness, that is humility, temperance, and patience. Now, when it gets to that, if I fail to practice the good deed that I would like to do, But the evil deeds that I do not desire to do is what am I ever doing? You ever want to do good and you end up doing something else and you had the best intentions in the world to do the right thing or to either say the right thing and then you end up saying and doing something differently? When one's values do not line up with their actions and their decisions, they will feel either conflicted, stressed, or overall unhappy. And it's not unusual for these, it's not uncommon for these individuals, persons, to begin to blame other people for their situation. We can't blame people for the choices that we make. And that, with that said, we have to acknowledge that even under the best circumstances, that we as human beings aren't perfect. You understand, we're flawed beings and we cannot always avoid making mistakes. And it is in those times that we gotta ask God for forgiveness, for grace, for mercy, for strength, to sustain us, to give us comfort. You understand? And the importance of our values examined, that the concept of the value system, that we have self-values, there are business value systems, is usually pretty vague to most people. It takes either a particularly insightful person or one with great discipline to live their value system authentically. And that is being true to who you are and true to yourself. Generally, that is because most folks are not aware of the importance of the value system. And we also have to learn forgiveness, like forgiveness. It is essential. And it's not until we become conflicted about certain lifestyle issues or beliefs or becomes like, you know, we get stressed out, like pulling out your hair and stuff like that. And sometimes when you're being pulled in too many directions, that is stressful. And then you start to begin looking for solutions. Now, we're going to use this lady, a case study. The lady's name is Ashley, for instance. She's now 36 years of age, and she cannot figure out why she has not been able to create a more lasting relationship with a man. And born in 1980, she has been surrounded by women friends who live more promiscuous lifestyles than she's used to. And Ashley really feels comfortable, she really feels comfortable with her friends. On one hand, she would love to get married, but serious relationships seem to slip through her grasp and she seems to fall into the same relationship patterns as her friends and her, as her friends and her companions. And then she complains that there just aren't any good men left in the world. Now, maybe you know someone like Ashley, but let me be the first to tell you that there are good men in the world. There are good men out there. You understand? They're all not bad, but it is the way that we think and the way that we feel towards either our past. And I went to an appointment at 5:30. Do you know what? Even though it is today, my appointment was in the past. Why? Because it already happened. So you have to learn to be in a state of constant forgiveness and constant gratitude, because what happened 10 minutes ago, guess what? That happened 10 minutes ago. So One day, someone suggested that Ashley speak to a relationship coach, and the coach happened to be a Christian, and Ashley thought that she might be a good match since she herself went to church on occasion. When they met, Ashley expressed her frustration about her history of failed relationship, and I can actually say that I can relate to Ashley. I really can relate to Ashley. When they met, Ashley expressed that frustration to her coach, and the coach expected that Ashley might be living with conflicting values, V-A-L-U-E-S. And I am a straight heterosexual female. I can say that. And I'd like to be in a relationship with a male. But we have to learn to submit to each other as human beings. Women have to submit to men. And people forget that when you're in a relationship, that relationship is a relationship of servitude. You are serving each other. And the coach expected that, and quite possibly Ashley knew in her heart what would make her happy. But her dreams had remained vague and remote. Now, you have to be clear and decisive on what it is that you want and what it is that you would like. That goes for both men and women. When it comes to making choices, we have to be specific. You understand? And as Ashley's coach suggested, Ashley participated in a value analysis so that both she and her coach would know more about what is really important to Ashley. She and her coach prayed for wisdom and for revelation, and she began that exercise. By participating in that exercise, much like you and me, like right now, we have to sit down and take time, like get pen and paper like this, and write down what it is that you would like. What is it that you want? Make a list. And Ashley's most values are honesty, faith, helping others, and purity. You have women that are celibate right now because of the pandemic, and they would like to be in a relationship. You have men that are celibate right now. They would like to be in a relationship. And you have to sit down when you are seeking a partner. Be specific. What type of person are you looking for? Do you want the same person that believes the same thing, have the same faith, have the same value system? And once they compared her value system with her lifestyle, you know, do you want somebody that parties all the time and is never home? You know, do you want somebody that can cook? Like, you know, do you want intimate relations, sexual relations on a regular basis? You have to factor all these things into a relationship. And when it comes to finances, you know, what type of finances are you seeking? Do you want to be the breadwinner? If your wife made more money than you, as the male, could you handle that, like, respectfully? You understand? Because if she prospers, you both prosper. And you have to get to that point where you have to decide what it is that you can deal with. What can you deal with in a relationship? You have some women who don't want to get married, and you have some men who don't want to get married. And that is up to them. those are the choices that they have made. And because Ashley had friends that there was a conflict, she hung out with them. They were her friends. You understand? She didn't judge them or condemn them, but they wanted different things. You have people that want to be monogamous, and you have people who don't want to be monogamous. They want to be polyamorous. They want to be polygamous. What is it that you want? You understand? What is your value system? And unlike her friends, she could not count on them. Why? To support her in a godly way, to introduce her to either a Christian man with similar value systems, or even understand her own inner conflict. Because sometimes I fight with myself and I'm saying to myself, like, I really want to do this and I want to do that, but I have to think of the consequences of the decisions that I make on a minute-to-minute basis. And as a result, she felt either alone, frustrated, exhausted, by go nowhere relationships. You've been in a relationship and 90 days, 6 months, 1 month, you spend 5 years with someone, and eventually the relationship doesn't go anywhere. After a while, you're saying to yourself, like, what the hell am I doing? Am I just wasting my time? And so when you start a relationship, be clear. You understand? Don't force that person into a commitment right away. People need time. People need space. People need time to decide what it is that they want. But if you've been in a relationship that it doesn't go anywhere, what are we doing? Like, you gotta ask yourself that question. And as a result, she felt alone, she felt frustrated, then began to discuss the type of man that would complement her. Now, you as a woman looking to be in a relationship, you have to find a man that complements you. And I really say that in not just telling you nice things all the time, but lift you up as a woman and as his wife and spouse and the mother of his children and his companion and confidant. You need somebody that is totally invested in you and in the relationship. And if you are a man and you are looking for a relationship, you need the exact same thing. You have women and men out here asking for this, that, and the other thing, but they don't have those qualities that they are asking for. And find somebody that is compatible. And soon Ashley became clear about the woman of God that God created her to be. And she realized that she needed to proactively seek opportunities to meet like-minded friends. You ever hear that story? Birds of a feather flock together. Successful people hang out with successful people. You understand? And most thieves and criminals hang out with who? Thieves and criminals. So it's the same thing in your relationship, any type of relationship, whether personal, business, or social. Who is your tribe? Who are you hanging around with? You understand? Start somewhere. Make the shift and the changes little by little by little by little by little by little, and eventually you will get to where it is that you are, that you need to be, and that you would like to be. And can you see how examining your value system is critical? easily if Ashley took that step where, with her coach, that helped her create a list of ways that she could make new friends that have similar interests and hold her accountable to taking the action steps that is needed to bring about these results. And it is important. And this is also meant distancing from certain people who either pull you down or either conflict with your own personal value system. So can you see how examining your own value system is critical? And Ashley took that step and began the process of her transformation. And as a transformational life coach, I am here to help you to do that. Eventually, she would become true to God and true to herself, true to her friends, and true to her relationship. And she had to leave behind some things, some people, some places, the negativity, the negative stinking thinking, and make room in her life to live in the fullness of what God had, what God's plan is for her. Now, symptoms of value conflict, and these are the value signs of conflict, which include, but are not limited to, find it extremely difficult to make a decision. Indecisiveness is not good. Frequently second guess, the people sometimes second guess themselves, and they have not set good boundaries in their own life, and lack of peace. If you are in a relationship or if you are making a decision and there isn't any peace with the decision that you're making, you understand you have to take those things into account and into consideration. Now, regularly, don't get into the habit of overcommitting yourself or have trouble saying no. You can't say yes to everything and everyone all the time. You can't. You understand? So show or tell of trouble with time management. Are you overbooking yourself? Are you overextending yourself? I live by my calendar, and I have to say I live by my calendar. And I can't put too much on my plate because I need time to breathe in between appointments and coaching sessions, recording sessions, taping sessions. And you have to take time to breathe and learn how to pace yourself. And are you putting up with intolerable situations, experiencing turmoil in your relationship? Do you have an ability to set up proper boundaries? And you have to have boundaries in life and experience either, are you experiencing abnormal stress that sometimes manifests in psychological stress-related symptoms? Do you find that there is never enough time to do what it is that you say is important to you, yet you live such a busy lifestyle with what matters, things that is of less importance? You understand? Now, here are some, I'm just going to give you the value list. I have like 1 minute left, and this is the 5-step exercise, right? This exercise will help you to clarify what your value system are, those things that are most important to you, and then prioritize them, and to give you added clarity. Just step one, review the value list and make sure that you take your time, make a list of what it is that is important to you. And as you review that list again, circle at least 12 of the most important things that matter to you, and then cross off now at least 5 of the lesser important things, leaving only 7. And then review this list again, and then cross off 4 more values, that is what? Leaving only the top 3. And with the top 3 on the list, here are some choices: achievement, recognition, ambition, teamwork, excitement, determination, family, faith, positive attitude, sense of humor, financial security, material success, comfort, peace, quiet, stability, friends, honesty, family again, making a difference, helping others, leaving a legacy. You understand? What do you want your contribution to be for those that follow you, like for your children, for your family, for the next generation, and for the generation to come? What is your legacy going to be? And then truth, purity, respect for yourself, alone time, power, love, joy, intimate relationship. Do you want to be happy? That's important. Worship. Do you value reading God's word? Exercise, passion, creativity, self-expression, perfection. Do you want to be successful? Are you a perfectionist? Being genuine. Are you true to yourself? Being truly genuine and authentic to who you are. And then wisdom. Do you want to be famous? Hello? That's a good question. Do you want to be famous? You have people who want fame, and then you have people who just, you know, they don't have to be in the limelight like all the time. Do you want to be someone with influence, that have influence? Integrity. Is integrity important to you? Organization. You know, are you someone that have great organizational skills? And, you know, do you like things to be a certain way, either in the house or, is your office desk? How are you an organized person? Is the house organized? Are you a detailed person? Do you want to be happy? Happy, 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 happy. Discernment. Do you have discernment to know whether or not someone is good for you? Or, you know, you have to have these things. Are you hopeful? Do you have compassion and empathy for other people? This is the list of things. Make that list and pick at least 12 of them. Okay? And find out what is important to you. Okay? And on that note, have a wonderful evening. Remember to pray for Texas. And if you would like to book an appointment with me, Jennifer Gray, Transformational Life Coach, are you in crisis? Are you having a midlife crisis? Are you in transition between jobs, between relationships? Are you transitioning? Are you an empty nester? Okay, are you reinventing yourself? Are you in the second half of your life and you just need a little clarity to rebuild your self-confidence and to become shame resistant? Give me a call. You can contact me at 201-749-1918 at Choices Life Coaching at www.jennifergray.org, or you can touch bases with me on Facebook. You can also pick up a copy of my book available on Amazon, Journey to Healing, Business Success for Coaches and Counselors, and Marketing Basics Led by the Spirit. I will also be a guest of Miss K. Paige Engel. I will be appearing on Amazon Live, and I will be doing an interview promoting my book and my business. And touch bases with me, get in contact with me, and let's see if we can help you to get unstuck, to get clear, step out in faith, and be your best self, and be the salt of the earth. Shine brightly, okay? And on that note, thank you so very much, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.